But you got to realize, too, that not everybody likes a hard ass. A lot of people like a nice, big, gushy ass to slap and make noise, you know? And your ass may be very shaped well, and if it's gushy, that may be very attractive to somebody who doesn't like hard asses.
I got my feet in cement, I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic, we are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Alright, this is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergy. I come from yeastradio.com in my mother's vagina, and I just took a huge shit. Welcome to Eat This Hot Show. Number
74.
And my guests, co-hosts are Wanda Wisdom and Antivira Charles. This is an abbreviated show because Wanda was 45 minutes late to the recording because she was eating sticky rice, according to Facebook.
Dirty rice.
Well, what is the difference?
Sticky rice is sticky. Dirty rice is dirty. It's spicy. Louisiana style.
Oh. So, other than that, you're doing well, other than, making us wait 45 minutes.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I think it's my old age. Right. Barren old hag. That's my new term.
Mm-hmm. And Vera, how are you?
I'm just so fucking thrilled. How are you?
You both sound so lively. I'm sorry.
We were lively at 11 my time, 1 o'clock your time. We were extraordinarily lively. Waiting 45 minutes, however, tends to take the lively out of one.
Or two.
I'm in the doghouse.
You really are.
Man, they some dogs.
All right. So today is Wednesday. And
hold on.
Wednesday.
It's also, and this is going to make Wanda feel much worse, but that's the kind of gal I am.
Oh, no.
But this is the third anniversary of the death of my lover, Gussie. Yay.
That doesn't make me feel worse about me, but...
Just in time for Valentine's Day.
Just in time for Valentine's Day to get dumped, and then, whatever. Who cares? Life goes on, right? No, it doesn't. It stopped. And my heart just stopped beating.
Well, how are you feeling on this?
I felt fine till I had this giant. Well, it's like shit. No, I felt fine. I did yoga this morning and I felt good. And I did a lot of grieving yesterday when I found the tape to the memorial service that I hadn't listened in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I felt very sad, very sad. And then, and then I got some news from a douche. I told you about this breakup last week, but what happened after the show, postscript, was that evidently Clarissa didn't know that we had broken up. So when she saw on a social networking iPod site called Who's Here, she saw that I had changed my status. And this is very high school, so deal with it. I had changed my status from partner to single. She said, "So you're single again, are you?" And I said, "Do you want to talk about it?" Because I thought, well, how did she not know this? She threw out my toothbrush and walked out of the house and, it was all a cunt. And like I just said last week. So we met for Starbucks, and I just went with the purpose of just basically finalizing the deal. And then she's like, "Well, I still want to date you, blah, blah, blah." And so I said, "Okay, well, we can still try and date." But it was clearly awkward for both of us. And then so I'm listening to this recording of, the service. And by the way, I reposted it. I haven't linked it back to the original post, but at yeastradio.com/audio/yrmemorial.mp3, you can listen to it. I thought about reposting it, but I really don't want to regurgitate all of that shit on the website. But anyway, so I felt like I listened to this service, well, part of it, most of it, and I just thought, oh, my God, now how am I going to go on a date with this douchebag who doesn't even like me and is just, basically passive-aggressive sadistic to me, by basically she lost interest in the relationship several weeks ago, and instead of just admitting it to herself and or to me, she just made up all this reasons why it was my fault and how I could change to make it better instead of just saying, fuck you. Well, so after this thing, I felt like so shit, and I thought, how am I going to go out? How am I going to, I'm repeating myself, but it's going to be a senile, whatever. How am I going to go out on a date tonight with this douche? I mean, seriously, like I thought, there's no way I'm going to feel romantic or anything. And I said to my friend, you know, what if I just like didn't call her? Would she call me? And maybe that would just be over. I don't know. I mean, it was just like, I wasn't serious about it, but I was kind of serious. Anyway, so after I listened to this horrible recording, I looked at my phone. I had left it off ringer, and I realized that the that she had called, and I called her back, and she basically said, oh, I don't think dating is right, and I'm basically she broke up with me again. So only this time it was for real, you know, like that. This time I know it's for real. And I'm like the song. And so I was like totally fine at that point because that's really... Finally, she was being honest and direct. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, and I was very polite. And I said, thank you for telling me. I really appreciate the honesty. And, you know, things sometimes don't work out. And that's it. And she's like, can we still be friends? And I said, well, this part of the conversation actually took place at during the Starbucks call that I referenced earlier, meeting that we started earlier. And she was like, well, Matt, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with the relationship, we can just be friends. And I said, well, no, we're either dating or we're not.
Well, you could always tell her that all of your friends come over and clean your house and repaint. And that's what your friends do. And that'd be great.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Or show up 45 minutes late for a podcast.
Oh,
stuff
God.
Like that. But
that's fine. Make me your whipping boy.
Oh,
girl. but anyway. Anyway, so I said, look, you know, you're either dating or not, you know, and of course we would be friends if we stopped dating. Lie. But, you know, when you say just friends, that means you're not dating. So if we, you know, if we want to stop dating each other, one of us can do it right now. It's no big deal. And that's why I told her.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Cut through all this gobbledygook.
Go for
it. What the hell do you want out of this? Or what did you want? I mean, you know, like, I don't care about all this crazy person, but, you know.
I wanted to see it through one because I didn't feel like what was going on. It was very weird. And because from my standpoint, we were getting along really well and we really liked each other a lot, as I relayed on this show earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, but for her, it just stopped like cold. It just stopped. And I was like, what the fuck? And I, you know, it's kind of like when a car stops, you keep moving, you know? And I really,
well, so I wonder if your like interest in seeing if you could get things going again was more about, you know, your ego trying to capture something that, you know, was frustrated the first time she went cuckoo, or if it was really you were, you know,
I'm sure it was a combination of all those things. But yeah. But, you know, I'm glad that I did what I did because in the end, she was honest. And that's what I really wanted. I wanted to know. All I want is for people to be honest. So I just wanted her to say, look, I'm just not interested. I just can't do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted a real breakup, not blaming it on me and not saying change and change and do this and that and the other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and at least I want, because, you know, I understand that. I understand because, you know, I've broke up with people. People broke up with me. I understand when there's just not chemistry. Mm-hmm. And if that's what there was, well, she could have done it weeks ago, but, you know. It's difficult for people. So anyway, but the timing was very, what's the word? Auspicious, synchronistic. I don't know what the word is. But
well, I think you're really lucky that you got some sort of honesty because I don't know about the ladies out there, but I don't find that that's often the case. You don't get honest answers from people. And it's hard to give them, frankly. I don't like giving them either. You know, when you're with someone and it's not working out, you know how it, I mean, I just... It's hard for me to say, well, look, the real reason is I'm not attracted to you or I don't think it's a good fit. It'd be much easier to just sort of ignore it or, you know, come up with some cockamamie excuse, yeah. I think.
I think you have to be careful. And like, you know, Andy Melton broke up with Yeller Fatty the other day. And, you know, I think it's like you have to, somebody told me a rule, like you have to be, you know, you just have to be, when you tell people stuff that's maybe not nice or negative or whatever, or it's going to be hard to take it. You have to say, is it, you know, are you, is it necessary? Is it kind? And is it honest?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this last thing was from what she said, that was tactful, honest, decent. She said, I don't feel like dating. I'm not ready. Whatever. She didn't say, Madge, you're an ugly fat whore. You're disgusting. I hate your cellulite and your varicose veins. Die. No. And I think like saying, well, I'm just not attracted to you kind of borders on not nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it doesn't, I think you just need to be clear and say, look, it's just not going to happen. And what it's kind of like, the problem was she was giving me all these objections, and it's like, I don't know if you've ever worked in sales like I did when I was in college. Mm-hmm. When somebody objects, if like you say, will you please buy this? Why don't you want to buy this widget? Well, because I don't have enough money. Well, you can finance it. In other words, if you
that's
give
why,
them,
yeah, exactly.
If you give them specific reasons, then those reasons can always be countered. So, what you want to do is when you want are faced with a tough salesperson, you want to say, "I just don't feel like it. I'm just not interested." And that's how you have to end a relationship. I think.
In fact, oh, this is so timely because I've been in this situation where, you know, you start the minute you start giving excuses. Then the person is just going to counter, or the person can just counter those excuses. So you might as well just say, look, it's not going to work. I appreciate, you know, the whatever else, you know, kind statement you want to add to it, you know, just saying it's not going to work for me or this is not what I want. Thank you very much.
Right.
Because who can argue with that? I mean, crazy people can, but.
Right. Right.
Vera?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's been so quiet.
Well, you two have been jibba-jabbing and I've been listening.
And what is you thinking?
Well, I think that it is very difficult to be honest with your true feelings, because when you are, that actually makes you more vulnerable, because then you can be attacked for your reality. So it's a difficult thing to be open and honest, but it's also something that we all should strive for, because to get to a place of honesty and being not, I'm not saying completely vulnerable and so you can be flayed, you should always... You should always have some self-protection in the world, but also I think we should strive to be...
Vera, you're Skyping out. I'm going to call you right back.
Yeah, she's kind of Skype-y.
What'd you say, Madge?
Okay. I get like every third word.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, but I'm going to call you right back because you're totally bad.
Okay.
Skype. maybe
more than just her
was that
Skype
not tactful?
Quality.
Hold on.
I'm back. Are you?
Yeah, okay. Sorry,
I'm
what
front.
Were you saying?
Where did it leave off? I was pontificating.
It just right at the end.
Well, I just...
Start pontificating again.
Just to sum it up, I think that it's really important that we should be as honest and open as we can with one another, but I think there's also... There's a certain measure of self-protection that we need to keep.
I don't know what's wrong with
otherwise,
that.
You know, you
Honey.
Make yourself vulnerable to be really, really, really flayed and hurt.
I can try
I don't
calling.
Hear Vera at all.
You can't hear me?
Vera.
You still can't hear me?
She's gone.
It's just
Do you want to try initiating the conference?
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Okay, then I'll hang up now.
Okay.
This is podcasting at its best.
This is a shit show.
Now the
call is indeed. Took a big shit today. I was waiting for one, but that was good. I'm going to eat Thai food.
Hello.
And the Thai food attacked my ass.
Now hold on
spice.
Here.
And I thought it would, yeah, it felt like it was going to
find
blood shit or something. But it was just
what
spice.
Is she under again?
Spice Girls.
Madge starts with an R.
Oh, spice shit. Girls.
Oh, is she under the R?
I believe so, yes.
God damn it.
I'm not talking. We
Are
can
you
end
still
this
there?
Out.
I'm still here.
It's not
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
All of a sudden, we're going into a Broadway show tune.
Start.
Good
somebody.
Times and bad times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm
Paul.
Still here.
Start conference call. Okay, here we go. No, that's not what I wanted.
Lush velvet, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've run the gamut A to Z.
Why is she not on my thing?
I wonder if I can do this.
Do you want to try?
Add callers. Let me see if I can do this. Go down here. Hold on.
Because I've got the M.
Okay, well, the M isn't open, but the R is open. So let me do this, and let me say okay, and let me see if I can get this one going.
So you're hosting it.
I just, because...
But she called you, because for some reason I only have Madge on my list. I don't have the other one.
For some reason.
I've been avoiding the other one.
All right.
All right. Can everybody hear everybody now?
Phew.
So what were you saying finally that God didn't want you to be able to say?
No lying. It's so yesterday's news. The fact that it's very important to be honest is what I was saying. It's extremely important that we're honest with one another, that we tell each other why we're doing things, especially if we're intimates with one another. But also there's a certain amount of protection that we hold, because otherwise we'll be flayed out in the world. And
can I ask you a question, though? Can you elaborate on, when you say honest, like what is the boundary then? Because, you know, when does honest turn into, like, when does tact and honesty sort of collide?
I think it's safe to say something like that behavior, or you doing that hurt my feelings. You don't have to say it hurts my feelings because when I was a kid, this happened to me, or I'm feeling very vulnerable because my best friend did. In other words, you can.
I mean, more like you're ugly.
All right. And, well, no. Well, yeah. Well, you can say. You know. Then what you say is, look at. I'm just. I don't have a physical attraction to you. You don't have.
Do you
to
say that though? I don't. I don't know that you can say that.
Well, I don't know why you can't, because you're not saying, see, here's the deal. You're not saying you are so ugly, I can't stand to look at you.
Nobody wants to even be told that the other person doesn't find them attractive, though, do they?
Well, no, they don't, Wanda, but
I like the lie. I like the white lie, personally.
Well, if you're talking about the fact that you can't get rid of a person with a white lie because they keep coming back with the sales pitch, which is what started this conversation, was, you know, this really isn't working and maybe we should take some time away from each other because, and blah, blah, blah. You get arguments. If you say, look, it was fun for the 15 minutes that it was and I appreciate it and I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, but I just don't feel physically attracted to you. I don't feel emotionally attracted to you.
I could never say anything like that.
No, I don't think so.
You are a better girl than I.
I mean, like, it wouldn't be the end of the world for me, and I can understand why somebody would say that. But for me, I would rather, you know, like I was saying with the sales thing, like just say, I'm just not interested. I'm sorry, but I just don't want to date you. I'm just not interested.
That's fine too.
Isn't working for me.
I'm absolutely fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
just saying, yeah, because I don't want to be told, like, I'm not physically attracted to you, because as a oversensitive lesbian, I would probably ruminate on that and, you know, not be able to concentrate on other things. But that's my issue. But I'm just saying that's what I would prefer. And I would imagine other people are the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the problem of trying to be too, not trying to, like, it's totally a balance, because, like, you want to be vague, but you don't want to be too vague, but you don't want to be too specific either, because you don't want to just be like, yeah, I'm just not feeling it, because what the hell does that mean?
Well, and I think the key is when you're doing it, and this is what it's hard to do, and certainly, you know, I'm glad that we didn't waste 5 years figuring out that this was a bad relationship. It only took 2 months, but please be considerate of people's time when you're doing this.
What do you mean?
Like, in other words, don't waste my time for a month, you know, beating around the bush. You know, if you know that it's time to go break up, then just do it.
Yeah, but if only that were more practiced.
Right. Well,
the world would be a much simpler place. People may be in denial
about it, and who knows what's going on the other side, but and I think that was the case with Clarissa. I think, I mean, overall, she was a pretty honest person. I mean, she was pretty honest about a lot of things right off the bat. So I have no reason to think she wasn't being honest. I think maybe she just didn't know, you know? Maybe she didn't know. Maybe it took that week, because that's really when I knew, too. And a lot of times, you know, people think alike. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, because a month ago or sometime before we went back to Florida. Yeah, we were in South Chicago. We were in bed together here, because in Florida is when it all went sour somehow. Must have been the the body odor of the mold and the no panties, but the night shirts, God knows. But yeah, blame my parents. That's it. They ruined my relationship and my childhood. No, but we were in bed here, and she said to me, you know, we were having such a romantic, wonderful time, and she's like turned to me and said, "What if we stop? Like, don't feel like this a month from now. What if we stop? You know, what if we stop feeling like this?" And I said, "I can't think of any reason, any possible reason why we should think about that or discuss it."
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if that happens, it happens. Well, it happened. I just thought it was a little weird, but you know,
like maybe she was thinking that before.
Sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a pattern.
So what are you doing not to get stuck in the funk?
Wait a second. What did you say, Vera? You said it's self-fulfilling prophecy and what?
And it sounds like a pattern with her.
Yeah. Yeah, because one of my good friends who happened to be the person that cleaned this house last week also happened to have dated her.
Right.
And... yeah.
People sabotage themselves in all kinds of ways.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting and it's very sad, but that seems to be the norm as opposed to the exception, that we find ways to sabotage ourselves in all kinds of areas and relationships.
Oh, and that's a tricky thing. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah, it is. It's a horrible thing. And you know, we're always our own worst enemies.
You know, and it's so weird, and you know, and this is why the timing of it was so good, and why in a way I'm so glad it happened right after I listened to the Gussie Memorial thing, because you know, here I was listening to this, you know, all these people describe, you know, this intense love and affection, and the thing is, you know, I'm not exactly a kind, sensitive woman with a Y. I'm a little bit rough around the edges. I'm a little hostile. I'm not quite as, what's the word, Vera?
Cuddly?
Yeah. Something completely ridiculous. Yeah, in other words, understatement of the world. I'm a cunt. But in my relationships, I'm not. Because I've been through this thing, and I think I was pretty fucked up with relationships pre-Gussie. But you see, after going through that, because there are good things that come out of tragedy, after going through that, I came to know a new level of relationship and like I don't know, maybe I'm kind of not able to really describe what I'm talking about, but I don't know, it just made me realize at that point that this was all wrong. You know, like this wasn't it. You know, I don't expect the same thing. I don't expect anyone to replace Gussie in any way, but somebody just sent me a picture of somebody getting fucked. Why? On Skype?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
It was Seven. Ugh.
I mean, from Voyager?
It's a bareback. No, this is...
I have to tell you something.
No, not from Voyager.
Madge, I have to tell you something that I don't know. That I was listening to your Yeast Radio, the most recent one, with Cheryl and... last night I was listening while Gooch was sleeping next to me, and I have the ear plug in my ear and I'm listening to you and I'm fine and I'm listening away. And then you said something that had me laughing so hard that I was jiggling the bed and I woke up Gooch. And that what you said was that you were talking about, I think it was it my
vagina?
No, it was your friend, Berbatia, saying that he has enough loose skin from losing weight that he can make a yoga mat out of it. That's not what got me laughing. But what got me laughing was that you said that you don't have a lot of loose skin. Your body's in pretty good shape except for your ass that looks like a bag of fish. I'm still laughing.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. And I started
laughing.
I can
vaguely relate. I wouldn't quite go as far as saying a bag of fish, but there is something weird that happens to your ass when you lose weight.
Yeah, see, and we talked about this on the part of the show that I deleted a couple of weeks ago.
Did we? We talked about the no ass disease.
We talked, but you said you had recovered from it by doing.
Well, no, I mean I've started to recover, but you know, you still look at it and you go, something ain't right there. I mean, there's just something weight yet still, because
is
I look
gushy
okay.
And lumpy
I do
or
some,
what? Be more specific.
No, it's just kind of the bottom part. Like the top is really nice, But the bottom part there, there's a little bit of jiggle that just is a little more jiggly than the top part. And when I look around and do research in the shower, I see these heinies that are just so well sculpted, and I'm like, you know,
how old are they?
Oh, they're the same age that I am or younger. I mean, I know there's a certain amount of like genetics involved in some people's asses.
Also,
but
age.
Well, but I'm not that old, honey.
No, she's 30, and these people are 30. No, I don't think it's age.
Well, all I'm saying, is, as you age, your ass will start to fall. Yes, it does.
No, no, I've seen like old people.
It's certainly applicable in my case.
Yeah, because you're old, but you know. But part of that is the weight loss too.
Mm-hmm. Because part of it is too is like nobody's fucking perfect, and you can't have a perfect body everywhere. And I think as gay people, we are programmed to feel bad about.
Wait a minute, we can't be perfect. What? It's what? I don't.
What?
Really?
Yes.
It's hard though when you're in a shower full of perfect bodies. I'll tell you that much. It really is.
But see,
you're
not seeing their flaws.
No, no,
you're
I know,
not
and
the
trust me,
that
the
they
first
see.
The first lesson we learn in Seattle Sutton's program is that we don't judge our outside,
to be on time.
Our insides by other people's in outside. You know what I mean,
right?
So I know there are a lot of pretty people in this world that are fucked up in the head or sad or depressed about completely irrelevant things, and.
But you got to realize too, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're on the gushy ass, and I'm not done with that. That's but you got to realize too that not everybody likes a hard ass. A lot of people like a nice big gushy ass to slap and make noise. Seriously, a lot of people like that. So there is not like a one ass fits all. There's not like a specific archetype ass. There's not just
That's
like
true.
One
That's
ass.
Absolutely true.
You know, no, and your ass may be very shaped well, and if it's gushy, that may be very attractive to somebody who doesn't like hard asses.
Well, and here's the other secret, is that just because somebody got a pretty ass doesn't mean they know how to use the ass. And if you like to see a little ass going up and down, you know, if it doesn't know what it's doing, that's my biggest criticism of so-called pretty people is, you know... Just because they're pretty don't mean they know how to fuck, okay?
Well, that's like my friend Jeanette said, ugly men fuck good. You want a good fuck, fuck an ugly man. Ugly men fuck good because they appreciate it. Okay, there's a headline on Wanda's Facebook. Vera's Cafe is closing its doors Thursday. What's the story with that, Vera?
Well, I just got so tired of, you know, getting up every morning and cleaning all the stainless steel. I just thought, you know, I'd give it to a younger person to carry on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The tradition.
But why in
my
Minneapolis?
Cafe.
I mean, I was a little shocked. I think a lot of people on Facebook were shocked to know that you have your cafe in Minneapolis. I mean, is this like some serious, like, thing you've been keeping from us?
Well, there, no, you know, really it was a family business, and it was started way, way back when my ancestors came from the Nordic countries, and they landed.
And whose name happened to be Vera as well.
Oh, yeah, they were Vera.
Vera.
They were Vera Charskedurski Nordi, and they moved to the Minnesota, and they opened up the restaurant, and I took it over, the cafe, and named it after myself.
Actually, you know, it is named after the gentleman's Auntie Vera.
Ah,
seriously? No joke. Yeah.
So what's the story over there? There's a lot of gay places closing, I saw.
Well, there are, you know, in the last year, there have been a number of businesses that have gone under, but I don't think that gay businesses have suffered any more than regular businesses. But it is sad. I mean, we've had two quote-unquote gay coffee shops in the city for a while now, and now we've just got one.
Yeah.
There probably are others that I'm failing to remember, but it's uh-huh. It's more like a landmark. It's like a place, for example, for me, Vera's was where I got sober. We used to go there after those meetings and play cards and smoke cigarettes.
Oh, and, okay.
So it was that kind of place.
Like
but they just weren't able.
Coffee.
Yeah, they weren't able to stay above water, apparently, which is kind of sad.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day, ladies?
Well, I do the same thing every year, which is no big surprise to anybody because my husband is...
She gives Carthage. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What did you say?
You go to Carthage. What?
I was going to be a bitch, Vera. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, Skypey. What did you say? You were going to what? You got Skypey. I missed it completely.
I was going to be a bitch.
Oh, something new. Yeah. Every year, because my husband is a traditionalist, I make him a heart-shaped meatloaf stuffed with mozzarella cheese.
How
it's
did we
right.
not know this already from last year?
Ridicule me all you want. It's fine. I can take it. I have big shoulders.
Stuffed with what? Mozzarella cheese?
Mozzarella cheese. And champagne. Then every year I get him a heart-shaped box of See's candies that he loves. And so we have 26 hearts, empty heart boxes that we have to store. Yes?
Vera.
You asked me.
I have to quote Cheryl Murkowski as she was interviewing this prep person on my show the other day when I asked you the following question. Vera,
what?
Why don't you just die?
No, she...
I will one day. Okay. I definitely will.
You so, both, Wanda, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
You know, Jesus I didn't Christ. Hear a damn bit of that because you were like, it was. This was your voice, Madge.
Yeah. Only at the beginning, though. It got normal at some point.
Well, I didn't hear a damn thing you said. But anyway.
You mean just now?
Yeah,
I think we're getting blessed with being Skyped out again. Do you want to try, Madge? Do you want to try?
I want to find out what
I think
Wanda
we're fine now.
Is doing for Valentine's Day. Can you hang up and add, do you know how to add her to the conference again, Vera?
Yes. What I'll do is I will. Let me. Well, I don't. Okay.
If you did it the first time, you should be able to do it the second time.
I will hang.
Just hang up on Vera.
No, I'll hang. up on me. Wanda. I'm going to hang up on
her.
You, Wanda, and call you back.
Yes.
Okay. I just. Hung up.
Oh, it's
on
just
Wanda.
A shit show.
Now I'm going to go to it.
Me
and do you want to put the current
loaf and champagne
on hold? No, I don't. I want to add her. So I go to conference.
There you go.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. So Wanda, what I said, I asked Vera to die. She said she will someday. I want to know now what you're doing for Valentine's Day.
Okay, so my Valentine's, we say Valentine's up here.
With an M?
Yeah, because we're retarded. And yeah. It's actually a pet peeve of mine. I hate when people say Valentine's.
Okay.
However, I'm doing nothing, but my alter ego, Bradley Trainer, is going to be hosting my Wanda's Hottest Cupid Contest. At the Saloon, which is a gay bar here in town.
Okay, so you're going to get drunk on your on Valentine's Day for the first time in how many years?
6.5 years.
Okay, well that's
I'm
good.
Gonna
that's almost as good as Vera dying. Yeah, that'll be.
No, it's actually it's going to be fun. We're going to have a bunch of hot men, and the winner of this contest gets to go to next week. I'm doing Oscar night for Minnesota AIDS Project. I'm going to get all fancied up. And the winner is going to get painted head to toe as the statue of Oscar.
Goldfinger.
Oh, I think I heard that. Yeah. Well, that's nice. Well, one of our recovery places has movie night on the second Saturday of every month. And fortunately, that turns out to be this Saturday. So I'll be with a bunch of other bitter, bitter, bitter lesbians. Speaking of lesbians, the lesbians upstairs have just started jackhammering, as they do every fucking day. I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm sure Vera will at some point. I think we have to
end. What are they jackhammering?
Because I live under lesbian... See, I moved my whole computer desk, while Oprah did, to the bedroom. My boudoir. Because I'm preparing the house for to rent or sell or something. Mm. So now my studio is in the boudoir where there's carpeting and the sound should be better except when lesbians drill, which is what we do every day because we don't have cocks.
Oh.
So, but seriously, I have to end because I got a hair cunt in an hour. I got a duty, too. Oh, no, I did duty. Can't use that card. Can't play that card. Okay, so anyway, so I'm Madge Weinstein. Does anybody... I shouldn't be so abrupt. Do either of you have anything else you wanted to say before we close?
Yes, one last thing. Do not send Eat This Hot Show related email to my personal email. Send it to eatthishotshow@gmail.com, please. eatthishotshow@gmail.com. If you send me Eat This Hot Show related email to my personal mailbox, I shall delete it.
Vera,
thank you.
Vera.
For somebody who's been in a relationship for 26 years, she sure is bitter herself.
I can't. I know. Okay, but Vera, did it ever occur to you that maybe when they're sending feedback on Eat This Hot Show directly to you that they don't want us to hear it? Maybe when it's just directed towards you?
When they do, they say so. This is not for the other ladies, Vera. That's what, and I understand those.
Oh, emails. People talk about us behind our back?
That's never. Really
nice. God forbid.
Never.
Rude.
Okay. All right. Is anything else, Vera?
No, that's all.
One turd?
No, I'd just like to apologize yet again for my retardation.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
All right. Vera obviously does not.
Well,
anyway,
go figure. I was late to her last week, so she's probably still bitter about that.
Okay. Well, we can finish that as we later. anyway, today's show was Being Direct and
brought to you by the letter
taking
F.
Taking a huge shit and death. Oh God.
Wow. Okay.
Well, this was a horrible show, so I'm sure people will like it. Anyway, did you... You were done, Vera. Warface.
End the show.
Okay.
Goodbye!
I'm the lesbian Madge Weinstein. Tsippy Livni was here. If anybody knows Tsippy Livni, tell her I want to eat her pussy bad. I want this Tsippy... I'm in love with Tsippy Livni. I want somebody to write a song about how much I love Tsippy Livni. Tsippy, 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 Tsippy. And please don't talk about Tsippy and mispronounce it. It starts with a tzaddik, which is the Hebrew letter, which is a T-S. Can you say Tsippy the right way, Vera, since you're a voice actor?
Tsippy.
Tsippy.
Again.
Tsippy.
Okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. Good girl, Tsippy. So anyway, Tsippy Livni.
Tsippy Longstocking.
See you next week. Vera Speaks. Vera the whore of VeraSpeaks.com. Wanda the whore of WandaWisdom.com. And Madge Weinstein, also a whore, to be fair. Just not very active like the other two. BeastRadio.com. See you next week, hopefully.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I got an idea. Instead of making me do that, why don't you send me the fucking file? Okay?